This recording, Costa Rica 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, well, I was born in 1984 in the capital city of my country, which is San Jose in Costa Rica. But I didn't live in San Jose, actually. My family was from Alajuela, which is another city of Costa Rica. So my parents told me that we lived there for a few months. Obviously, I don't remember. Then we moved to Grecia, which would be like Greece, which is another, much smaller city that is also part of the province of Alajuela. And that's where I grew up, basically. That's where my childhood took place. I don't know. I went to school normally. I went to high school normally. I had friends. When I graduated from high school, I moved back to San Jose to go to college, the University of Costa Rica. That was in 2002. I finished my degree in 2006. I went into grad school over there in 2006, and that took all the way to 2008 when I came here to Lawrence. Well, I actually don't have full brothers, I have 2 stepbrothers. The thing is that they are 20 years older than I am, so we didn't really grow up together. But the fun stuff is that I have 5 nephews and nieces that are pretty much my age. So, well, I was a little older. I'm a little older than they are, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, growing up with them, I think they enjoyed it. It was a little weird for them to call me uncle, though, because it made no sense. But, I mean, I really miss those days. They are now grown-ups, too, so.